ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 प्रहलाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डेमोनिक स्कूलमेट्स तत् प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यता आयुर्व्यय परम न तथा विन्दते चैमाम मुकुंदा चरणं भुजं तत्प्रयसो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्व्यय परम न तथा विन्दते चैमाम मुकुंदा चरणं भुजं तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्या यत आयुर्व्ययः परम् न तथा विन्दते चैमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजम् न तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्व्ययः परम् न तथा विन्दते चैमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजम् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्व्ययः परम् तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो तत आयुर्वयः परम् न तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्व्ययः परम् न तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् माताजीस् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो त आयुर्वयः परम् न तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्व्ययः परम् न तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्यो यत आयुर्वयः परम् न तथा विन्दते क्षेमाम् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजाम् तत् फॉर दैट sense gratification and economic development. Prayasa endeavor na not kartavya to be done yata from which ayuvyayak waste of the duration of life. Param, only or ultimately. Na, not. I'm sorry, nor. Tata, in that way. Vindade, enjoys. Chaimam, the ultimate goal of life. Mukunda, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can deliver one from the material clutches. Charna Ambujam, the lotus feet. Translation. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from some such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of the human form, because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like the cats and dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems. Tat prayaso nakartavyo yatayayur vayam param natata vindate chaimam mukunda chananam bhujam. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the real purpose of human form of life is described. Later in the Srimad, it is enunciated in the seventh canto. Nate vidu swargagati hi Vishnu durashaya yeva hirartamanina antanya tandair upaniyamanas tepisa tantriyam urudamni badha. Nate vidu swargagati. People don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu durashaya, and therefore they take false shelter of materialistic persons. They take shelter of sense gratification. They take shelter of their money, their economic development, their business. They become workaholics. They take shelter of so many things, but they don't take shelter of tapo divyam puchakayena satyam sudyat yasmat brahma sokyam tanantam, of the real of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, because they're blind. Natevidu swarga gatimi vishnu durashaya ye bahir artamanina yantanya tandayar upaniyamanas te pitra tantriyam urudamni badha. They take shelter of a blind man. Blind man who is leading another man into a ditch. For blind, if you're being led by a blind man, you're in serious trouble. Blind man doesn't know where he's going, where's traffic, when cars are coming, where's some difficulty. So, antanya tandaya rupaniyamanas, ete pisa tandriyam urudamni badha. They become bound up. Elsewhere, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, what is that bound up? Pumsam striya mituni bhava metam tayor mito hridaya grantim ahu ato griha chetra sitapta vitaya janasya mohoyam aham ameti. Everyone is thinking aham ameti. I'm this body, I me mine, my own man. Everyone is thinking of my ato, griha, chetra, my sons, my family, my house, my car. If something happens to my car, oh, well, you hit my car. You hit me. It's me. And we feel damaged. Something happens to our body. Oh, it's me. Look what you did to me. But that's not me. Pumsam striya mituni bhava metam. People are ultimately looking for sense gratification. Everyone is looking for sense gratification. We've heard in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, great saints and sages sometimes engage in sense gratification. What was it, this big Mayavadi guru in the Bhagavatam? I just read in the ninth canto, he had an illicit connection with the wife of his brother, I think it was. What was his name? The priest. Brihaspati. And Prabhupada describes that even Brihaspati was overwhelmed. And the woman gave birth to Dogla, a illegitimate child. So even so-called priests and saints, pumsam striya. Striya means that which expands the material idea, the material identification. Pumsam striya mituni bhava metam mitor dayor rideo grantamahu. And this combination of man and woman in sense gratification ties the knot. Ties the heart in a knot, hridaya grantim, bewilders the consciousness. Someone knows when they're materially in love because they're bewildered. They're lost. They don't know what's happening in their life. They're dizzy, and they think that this is love. You can go on a roller coaster, a tilt-a-whirl. In Chicago, we used to have this one park, and they had a tilt-a-whirl. It would go so swift and at such an angle that you'd become nauseous and dizzy and actually, as they say in my country, toss your cookies. When you'd get off, you wouldn't know which way was up or down. And everyone would say, I would say, my friends would say, let's do it again. So this is Pumsam Striyam Ituni Bhava Metam. You get spun around. You get dizzy, disoriented. You don't know which way is up or down. And this is the highest gratification. Let's do it again. Pumsam Striyam Ituni Bhava Metam. And it ties the heart. The heart gets tied in a knot. Instead of the heart being open and free to want to help humanity, to want to serve and love my spiritual master in a divine way, tapo divyam, putrakayena satyam, one's heart is inclined to just being tight on few things. My house, my wife, my husband, my sons and daughters, my grandsons and daughters, my land, atogriha chetra sitapta vitar, janasya mohoyam, and ultimately, my body, which is everything. And the body doesn't last forever. The relationship doesn't last forever. The children aren't going to last forever. It has a beginning and an end, and therefore it's custom made for our suffering. The material modes of nature have custom made this material world for dukkhayalam ashashvatam. Bhagavad Gita states, dukkhayalam ashashvatam, that it's temporary and there's misery. And the karma means, everyone wants to know, what is my chart? What's going to happen? When will I be happy? When will I be sad? When will wonderful things happen in my life? When will terrible? Guaranteed. Birth, death, disease, and old age. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. We're not being pessimistic. It's in a wonderful, abundant world we live in. When Krishna is in the heart, Prabhupada said, you put Krishna in the front of all your jiros, it is 10, 100, 1,000, million, yes, Prabhupada said. That is Krishna consciousness. But material life means janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. Birth, death, disease, old age. Dukkhayalam ashashvatam. Temporary. We have attachment to this thing or that thing. To my house. The house ultimately goes. The car ultimately goes. Everything has to leave this place. Ultimately. And in most cases, sooner than later. Sooner we lose whatever we're attached to. And therefore, they were saying, we were at the interfaith meeting the other day. And they said, we want to make some chaplains, young devotees or young religious people in the interfaith, including young devotees, or maybe old devotees, who can take up, I think it's a 6 month course of chaplaincy, so they can go to hospitals and jails and give chaplaincy, give preaching to people in hospitals and people in jail. And then one of the ladies said, well, don't forget the mental wards. And I said, oh yeah, that's very big. Oh, that's bigger than the hospitals and the jails put together. She says, we do some chaplaincies, and the biggest chaplaincy is for mental patients. Why? Because in this material world, everyone is more or less insane. Mental. Accepting, rejecting, ultimately to the point where they get put into D.D. Hirsch over on Sepulveda. Where our first qualification, when you come, we have one boy, he just wrote a nice letter, I should have brought it, I forgot. He's just turned 18, 17-year-old boy from Vermont. He wants to join the temple. But from his handwriting, which was all printed, long, long letter with what do they call those? Block letters. All big and some very interesting. What did he say that was kind of threw us for a loop? Oh, yeah. He was, I'm turning, November 2nd, I'm turning 18, so I want to come, I can join the Hare Krishna temple. You wrote to me that I have to be 18, but by December 21st, we're all going to be dead, so what's the use? He subscribes to this Armageddon or whatever they're calling, end of the universe. So we thought, well, maybe we should ask him, are you taking any medications for mental illness? We don't mind because about, I think it's 78% of adults. Children, too, they wanted to prescribe him to my son. In school, he couldn't pay any attention. He didn't like the subjects. So they did a test and they called me in. And they said, your son has attention deficit. I said, how can you tell? I said, he can't pay attention in class. He's getting bad grades. Of course, now he's in art school. He gets very good grades because he can pay attention. I was attention deficit, but I could memorize Bhagavatam slokas and pay attention to Srila Prabhupada. It's that we don't want to pay attention to you. You're not worth paying attention to. They want to give a heavy drug, I forget what they call, Ritalin, so that you can pay attention. Or the other one, their stepsister, a half-sister, she was, what do they call? Hyper. So they wanted to give her a different drug to make her less hyper. She was too attentive. She was very, and either if you're hyper or you're not hyper, let's give them a drug, let's give them some mental health care. Because everyone in this Kali Yuga, Prayanopiyusa Sabya Kalos Minyugeja, Manda, Sumanda, Matayo, Manda Bhagya. People are Manda. The translation for the word Manda means slow. Dumb. Another word would be, we can't use in this age, retarded. Now they say challenged. What do they say? Mentally challenged. Actually, manda, sumanda. Su means really slow. Manda, sumanda. Matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. People are short-lived, misguided, unintelligent, slow, troubled, really troubled, argumentative. It is the Kali Yuga, and everyone is disturbed. Old days, we didn't have any tests for whether someone could come to Krishna consciousness. We took everyone. And if they did something extremely outrageous, then we let them go. Now we have to be careful. I remember some time back, We brought one guy, I think he was one of my boys. He came and stayed in the ashram and one night pulled a knife on the devotees. So many crazies, because the material world is full of crazy people. Therefore, what is the medicine? The disease is bhava roga, janma mrityu jara vyadi, that we're in this material world, we're identifying, and we're so selfish, thinking, I, me, mine. Even our poet, George, he wrote that song, taken from the Bhagavatam, Aham Ameti. All through the day, I, me, mine, I, me, mine, I, me, mine. This is the battle cry for everyone in this material world, because everyone is extremely selfish. They're so selfish that they kill their babies. Now they have a pill, we heard. Excuse me. We're up until the first trimester. You can kill your baby. The baby is a living being, Bhagavatam says, at the time of conception. But it's inconvenient for me, therefore I don't want this, therefore I kill the baby. Actually, Srila Prabhupada points out in one purport that the greatest love in the material world, at least in the past, is the love for mother for the child. Just like I visited my daughter, she spends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, taking care of baby Shyam. He's whining for milk, give him milk. He needs to be changed, change him. She can't do anything. If she talks to me on the phone, he whines that she's not paying attention to him. This is natural. All children, they want the full attention of the mother. And the mother, good mother, she gives 24 hours. She doesn't even sleep in the night. When the child is a newborn, they have weird hours of sleeping for some strange reason. They sleep in the day. They can only sleep for a little while. They don't want to be put in a bassinet. They want to be on the mother's chest, or at least right next to the mother. The father won't do. Father is very affectionate. Baby cries when he's with the father. Baby wants to be with the mother. And the mother has to give so much time and energy. That is Krishna consciousness. Not for the baby, but for the spiritual master in Krishna. That instead of I, me, mine, instead of focusing on what's best for me, what's most comfortable for me, how can I become more comfortable? These are my possessions, this is my family, this is mine. Instead of focusing on I, me, mine, spiritual life is tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam. Sudyadyasmat brahma sukhyam tvanantam. Rishabh told his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karman arhate vidbujam ye. You've achieved this human form of life, which is extremely rare, he told his sons, Rishabhdev, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now don't misuse it like a hog and a dog. Don't just use it for sense gratification and trying to become comfortable and gaining possessions and having a nice bank account and career. Don't waste it like a hog. Hog is also has the hoglets, has a little bank account there in the sewer, a little nest egg to put away, eating, sleeping, mating, defense, very nicely, hog life. Dog, has same aspirations. I, me, and mine. My puppies, my gratification, my... Otherwise, you come on their property, they bark. You go near their territory, barking, get away from me. This is mine, and I am the Lord of all I survey. But Rishab told his sons, don't waste this life like hogs and dogs. You're better than that. You are more than that. This human form of life is meant tapo divyam, for transcendental austerity and penance. Tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam, yasmat sokyam brahma tvanantam. For spiritual life which is eternal and continues forever, and you can stay absorbed in, is not pie in the sky, is practical. Just like a brahmachari, he's getting up in the morning, attending the program in full, going out on Sankirtan, distributing the books of his spiritual master, trying to give pleasure to his spiritual master, coming home, reading Krishna book, drinking hot milk, and take rest. Life 24 hours a day, 100% Krishna conscious. When we look at our own lives, I know myself, whenever I think of the happiest days of my life, I think Savas too, when we were in Atlanta. We'd go out 6 in the morning, come back on Friday, midnight, go back out Saturday morning, 6 a.m., no, maybe 5 a.m., come back 12 o'clock, exhausted, in ecstasy. Distributing our spiritual master's books, not a second for Maya. Even I remember, Nikatma's not here, he caught me in Chicago, was distributing books, one beautiful girl, maybe a few years older, I was in my 20s, maybe she was late 20s. She gave me $60. So I said, let's go downstairs and get some more books. We went to the lockers in O'Hare. I piled the books on her, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1. She already had Gita and so many books. And she said, you've done so much for me. I'm staying at hotel room right across in O'Hare Airport. There was a connected hotel. You just go through a passage. Please come with me. I was young and I was very bewildered, and as soon as she said that, my heart skipped many, many beats. I think that was the beginning of my heart problems. Doctor said, do you know why you have heart disease? I have some ideas. Goes way back. I had some heart disease when I was 22 years old. By Krishna's grace, Nikatma ran out of books. He was working the United Airlines with me. Nikatma, he'll remember. He came down. And he looked at me like, what are you doing? Chatting with this beautiful, beautiful, scantily dressed young lady. He filled up his bag and said, Hare Krishna, let's go back upstairs. And I said, I got to go. He's my boss. I got it. We were more or less Sankirtan men, but I used the opportunity and got the cobwebs out of my head and went back on Sankirtan upstairs. So human form of life is not to be wasted, but human form of life is to be spent 100% serving the spiritual master. Because just like the mother loves the child, she loves the child. He may be ugly. And she, oh, isn't he so adorable? If you see, I have a picture in my of the kid. He gained 4 pounds in 6 weeks because you only weighed 5 pounds at birth. And somehow all the weight went to his face. His head now is 6 pounds and the rest is very thin. If you look at him, he's long and skinny, long guy. But the face is maybe going on 6 pounds, whoever's seen the picture. And she says, isn't he adorable? I said, oh yeah, he's really handsome. He's a cutie pie. There's a picture. If you come to my house, you can get Darshan. He's sticking out his tongue. Milk is dripping down. And the face is 6 pounds. The whole thing is 9. The face is 6 pounds. And he's in some kind of milk, non-vegan ecstasy. Milk ecstasy. So, just like the mother always loves the son, he can do no wrong. He passes a big dookie and oh, isn't it wonderful? It says in the Bhagavatam, the mother considers it to be chandan. Chandan is holy sandalwood we put on the forehead. The Bhagavatam says that a mother loves the child so much, she considers that to be chandan. Can you imagine? So just like the mother has great love for the child and attention, so attentive to the child, we should be attentive to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, especially to our spiritual master. When Prabhupada was on the planet, we thought of him 24 hours in a day, his disciples, now same, we're thinking 24 hours, would Prabhupada like this? What would Prabhupada think? I have to do this for Prabhupada. I can't do this because Prabhupada wouldn't like it. So we should all be thinking how I can please my guru and satisfy my guru because I love my guru. It's not the love. Pum sam striya mituni bhava metam. It's not the I, me, mine love. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. If you stop scratching my back, we're finished. If it doesn't work anymore for my gratification, okay, that's it. I'm through. I'm out of here. This is a different kind of love. This is prema pumarto mahan. The love for the spiritual master. One time one sannyasi was in New York and said in a class, Bhagavatam class in the mid-70s, who here loves Srila Prabhupada? Bhavananda Maharaj was saying. And everyone was bashful. He said, you don't love Srila Prabhupada? He said, I love Srila Prabhupada. Do you love Srila? Everybody raised their hand. I love. Who loves you? I love both hands. So that love, that is what spiritual life means. We gave up, just like the senior devotees here. They gave up sense gratification. They gave up a great career. Svavas Prabhu, he showed even him and Tadit Prabhu. They were in St. Louis. They went to a mall. I think they were doing like $2,000 a day selling jewelry. He's an expert businessman. Dukkha. Extremely expert at business and management. He could have been a millionaire. People stopped him, isn't it, Savas? At the airport, I'm a jewelry salesman. Would you like to work for me? Isn't it? Remember in those days, different salesmen would watch us and they'd say, would you like to work for me? I start you at 80 G's a year. They could have made a big nest egg. But no, serving Srila Prabhupada, living in a humble apartment, living very simply, a life of tapo divyam putra kayena, because we love Srila Prabhupada. and our life is meant to serve Srila Prabhupada, heart and soul. That is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness, because through Prabhupada we learn to love Krishna. And to love Krishna means to serve Krishna 100%. We don't have to worry if we're going to get any remuneration. Krishna takes care of the squirrels. Krishna takes care of the elephant. Krishna will take care of his devotee, he devotee, she devotee. You don't have to worry, will I get a mate? Will I get food? Will I get a place to stay? Krishna will provide. We don't know what that necessarily will be like. Maybe a little hut, and you may be eating chapatis and khichdi. But devotee is satisfied because he's serving, she's serving Krishna, he's serving the spiritual master, and that is real yayatma suprasidati. That is the real pleasure of the soul. That is real satisfaction, and that is what everyone doesn't understand, but that they're actually looking for. All glories to Sri Guru and Guru. What are you doing? Are you staying? Then you go back to Shivananda? Why don't you get some programs there for us?